So let's talk about this episode.
All right, so this is called The Tale of the Midnight Ride.
And we were about to record this a little while ago.
Yeah, but then
before we got super busy.
Yeah.
And then we started talking about what happened, and then we were just so not crazy about this. This episode was terrible.
Yeah, it just wasn't a good episode.
So it starts at the campfire, like they do now.
Our dear baby Gary is dressed like a fucking funeral director. He has, like, this oversized black jacket, which, again, I guess it was, like, the 90s fashion to have super oversized clothes.
Everyone was wearing oversized
shit.
Oh,
my God. Actually, can we bring that back? Because I want to live in a hefty fucking garbage bag, please. But this kid, though, is just like, hey, guys. I think this is, like, the season 3 opener. Because he mentions that two of the people that were in the campfire. Because, again, even though this is episode 4.
Yeah, this is season 3, episode 1.
Okay, so they jump around, so that's the only thing that kind of sucks about this, is that you don't know what season unless you fucking Google it. So, yeah. Anyway, so this is a season 3 opener. Two of the former castmates, who I don't even remember their names because they're pointless, they leave, and now you have a new character that is brought in. You find out that Gary is bringing in his little brother, Tucker. Tucker, oh my God. Tucker, who I think actually stays on for the life of the series. After.
Oh, he's on it for the rest?
Yes, because I guess they were just trying to introduce a new character.
Yeah.
And they were like, everybody has a little brother. Let's bring him in. And that's what they did. So everybody, of course, the campfire, which you have Frank, the 35-year-old.
Mm-hmm. The full-on adult.
Kiki. And then, crap, the other girl that I don't remember. The other girl who has bangs. So they're all like, I don't know how, like, I feel about this.
Not
like,
your brother.
Your little brother is a dick. I don't like him.
He's a zeeb.
So Gary's like, listen, guys, if he can't come, I can't come. Ew. Sorry, I just realized what I said, and that just made me gross out.
Wow.
Okay.
You know, we're talking about children.
Right? Yeah, I know. Grossed me out because oh God,
if he can't come to the Midnight Society, I can't come in the Midnight Society.
Ew, that's even worse. So they were like, all right, fine. But Frank gets all uppity and is just like, but you know, you have to have a story. So he's like, well, dip, let me tell you a story.
Is that actually what he says?
I think, no, I don't think he said dip, but he was just like, give me a chance or whatever. Gary's like, give the boy a chance. He's going to tell a really great story that I helped him coach him through.
Coach him through?
So Tucker's like, yeah. All right, here's the story. His story is like, I guess it's about the legend of Sleepy Hollow, but it has a twist, though.
Does it, though?
It has a twist. All right. So it opens up to, they're in Sleepy Hollow, New York, which is upstate New York. Mm. A very beautiful little town.
The only, like, factual location for one of their stories.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful little town that I know I have gone to a couple of times, seeing all the pumpkins and all the bullshit
all the
around
stuff.
Halloween.
Yeah.
You have this main character named Ian Matthews. He looks like Paula Poundstone.
Yeah.
He's dressed like Paula Poundstone.
Yeah.
Dude has a tie and a vest and a very puffy shirt.
Let's not forget, it's a huge vest.
It's a huge vest. It's a vest for, like, definitely a man that's like a double XL. And this kid is like a fucking medium on a good day. You know what I mean?
A medium soaking wet.
Yeah. So he's wearing like this really kind of just Paula Poundstone 1980s fucking stand-up getup, I guess.
Yeah, he's definitely going to like the Comedy Cellar like right after
he's
school.
Standing by a brick wall later telling his jokes. And, you know, Ian, he's from the city. So it's assumed that he's from New York City. And he just moved there. And he's just, you know, he's like a wild and crazy guy.
He's like zany and hilarious.
His haircut looks like he has two meat curtains like hanging. Like, first of all, what was the hair back in the 90s where everyone thought like, let's do bangs, but let's part them like the Red Sea and then put them on the side of his face?
I mean, fashion was fashion. You can't stop it. All right.
Yo, it's gross. But he was just like, like just being weird and zany.
He's so zany. It hurts.
And there's a girl, her name's Kate, right?
Yeah.
Kate, this girl, she's walking with a box of stuff, and then she gets hit with a football, and it turns out that Kate is, like, dating this, like, beefy dude.
Beefy?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess compared to the Ian kid.
Like, I mean, Ian, yeah. Ian was a fucking pencil.
And this kid was a little like beefy.
Two pencils.
So this kid is like, you know, obviously captain of the football team, like tough guy in town. Yeah, hey, I'm walking here. Ian runs to Kate's rescue to be like, oh my God, let me help you out. You got hit with the football. What is all this stuff? And you find out like on the ground, it's like all this Halloween decorations. And she's like, I'm going to get ready for the Halloween dance. Do you want to like help me? And he's like, of course. What's the tough guy's name?
Who cares?
Tough kid is just like, hey, that's my girlfriend. What are you talking to over there? Like,
hey, why don't you help?
Boss, come over here.
Hey, boss.
Give me a pack of Newports, boss. Come here.
Can I get a bagel, boss?
Can I get a bagel? Light and sweet, boss. Come here, light and sweet.
Not too sweet, but also sweet, you know?
Oh, God. It's like every construction worker I've ever stood behind in a fucking deli, how he talks.
I need 43 sandwiches. And 12 coffees. There's
like two packs of Newports, one pack of Marlboro Lights. I'm like, all right, guys, all right. And I get a zebra cake. I'm like, okay.
You gotta have a zebra cake. It's not breakfast without a zebra cake.
So then Ian has the balls, apparently. And he's just like, how about you get this pumpkin fixed that you knocked on the ground? And we'll be inside putting up Halloween decorations. And of course, they walk away, Ian and Kate. And the tough kid looks at his, like, cronies and is just like, hey, he's putting the moves on my girlfriend.
It's so funny because all these kids are, like, 14. And they're like, hey, girlfriend. She's mine. I play football.
Oh, it's so ridiculous.
And the whole episode, Katie's like, no way, okay?
I don't want you.
Yeah.
I don't want you in my life
anymore. And it's like every generic bully, villain, bad guy in a fucking shitty TV show.
Then
he just doesn't get it, doesn't care, and it's just like, I'm a bully!
Oh, God. So, they go to the gymnasium, which, by the way, they're Halloween decorations. They're
decorations.
On point.
They are fucking... What is their budget?
I don't know, but I feel like schools that have the funding get to have Halloween parties.
Yeah.
I know when I went to school, a public school in Queens, you know what we had?
Nothing.
Nothing. They didn't even acknowledge Halloween. No, they did acknowledge Halloween, but it was always like, you bring in stuff for the rest of the class. Not that the school gives you guys candy. No, no, no. You bring stuff to give to other people. Because that's how it works here.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
They had, like, all these decorations. And
did
like...
you have that growing up? Because you went to a good school. You went to... When I say good school, I mean you went to a school that had funding. That had money. Did you have, like, a solarium or something?
A solarium?
No, not... Oh, no, not a solarium. What the fuck... What's the word I'm thinking of? Oh, what the... You had a... What did you have that I always talked about that you were like, your school had this?
Huh?
Oh, my God. No, you had a quad.
We had a commons.
You had a commons. A commons. You had something... Something else. Didn't you have like a astronomy society shit?
I don't know. I didn't do any of that shit.
Didn't you have some?
We didn't have a planetarium.
Oh, that's if that's what you
if that's what you're getting at.
I assumed your school had a planetarium. I thought all Long Island schools had planetariums.
Wow.
I thought they like they cared about their students' education.
No, turns out no.
Did you guys have a pool?
No, we didn't have a pool.
Oh, our school had a pool, but it was terrifying. It was like the one pool from the episode of Are You Afraid of the Dark, where like the, we'll get to that one eventually. I thought your school had something very fancy that we didn't have.
I don't know, honestly. Mm. I don't remember.
I thought it was like a fancy school. Never mind. But no, like, so did you actually ever have like Halloween dances or did you actually have dances in your school?
I feel like they did. Not as much as like community, but I feel like they did. I just didn't do any of them.
Oh, wow.
Because I was and am a nerd. And I never would have went to one anyway.
We didn't have dances. Yeah. We had a prom.
Okay.
And that was there. And the prom was at the Fox Hollow Country Club.
Okay.
On Long Island, where me and Michael had two dinners. And then we danced the soca music for the rest of the night because I went to a school that was majority Trinidadian and Guyanese. It was literally soca music and reggaeton. It was great. It was, I loved it. It was fucking awesome. But I remember that night, because I went to school with all skinny bitches, so they didn't eat. We're like, we're gonna eat your dinner. They were like, whatever. I was like, all right. This is the best prom ever.
It sounds like a great party.
It was. Honestly, prom was a good time. Prom was really funny. Yeah, no, we didn't ever have, like, you know, a Sweetheart's Day dance or a Halloween party. Like, we never had any of that
stuff. I legitimately don't know, because I never... Guys,
if you listen to this, if you had a Halloween party at your school, let me know.
Tweet at us.
We had a Halloween party.
At BoardPod.
at BoardPod, please. I'm curious, because is this only, like, a fantasy thing? There has to be some schools that have done this.
Absolutely. I feel like it happened.
Yeah.
But not like this. No. Just, like, the school that had, like, a food fight in the cafeteria.
Yeah.
Like, Animal House style. Like, did that shit happen ever? Is that real life? Or just Hollywood bullshit?
Yeah, that's very
true. Like, also, that doesn't sound fun.
No, do you imagine being the fucking janitor that has to clean that up?
Oh my.
I'd be like, these little fucking cunts.
These dumb assholes throwing food again. But, like, imagine just being covered in food. Like, it's fourth or fifth period. You're supposed to have lunch. And people are just throwing, like, lasagna everywhere.
Oh, God, it's always lasagna.
And then you go to your next class and it's like, what the fuck happened? And you're like, there was a food fight.
I don't think I've ever been, in a school where there was a full fight. A full fight or a food fight.
Ooh, now with more fruit.
I've never been, there was never a food fight.
I don't think that happens.
No.
Legitimately. Like, also, people, if this has happened, please, seriously.
Yeah. Actually, no, I take that back. I did have an orange thrown at me, but I
had an apple thrown at my head.
Oh, I had...
Across the commons.
Back of my head.
Right in my right ear.
Oh, that hurt.
Oh, it fucking did. My ear was bright red for like 3 days. It hurt like a motherfucker.
Mine, I don't think I was the intended target.
They just threw it into a crowd of people, and I was sitting there.
Oh.
Yeah. The guy was a cuck. He was a piece of shit.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah. I know who did it. He was some... I think he got held back because he was stupid or something. So... I mean,
I just love how he said it because he was stupid or something.
I mean, what else would he be?
Yeah, it's not like you just go, you know what? I want to do this so again. Much. I want to do it again. God, I love fifth grade. So good. Shapes and colors and sizes. Actually, no, you don't run that in fifth grade.
Wow.
That's more of a kindergarten thing. I love how we both got hit by fruit when we were children.
It was great.
Mine was 7th grade. No, 7th or 8th grade.
I think it was 9th.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I was a freshman.
Okay. No, mine was junior high.
Yeah.
It was weird. Yeah.
It was not a great day.
No. I remember being like, ow, that fucking hurt. Stupid bitch. Yeah. Anyway, so I never had any parties or anything like that. So the budget of, like, watching these kids hanging these decorations, it was pretty impressive.
Oh, my God. They had, like, full-on decorated, like, doors they were hanging up.
I know.
And streamers, like, and little pumpkins. They had all this shit. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
So then Tough Kid comes in, and he was just like, hey, why don't you stop talking to my girlfriend over here? All right? You stop fucking, I fucking her, all right?
Wow.
And then Ian was just like, eh, like trying to be like the jokey.
The funny, hilarious I'm guy hilarious, from the city.
Which was kind of annoying.
Kind of annoying.
It was very annoying. But then, you know, Kate stands up for Ian and was just like, back off, tough guy. Like, I want to talk to him now.
Brad?
Brad, yes, yeah. Brad.
Back off, Brad.
Back off, Brad.
And Brad was like,
hey, if I ever see you talking to her again, I'm going to smack
you. I'm going to eat your whole ass.
I love how he's going to eat his whole ass.
Didn't he say that? I'm pretty sure he did.
I think he did. The uncut version. I'm going to eat your whole ass. So then...
But no, the best part of the episode, Katie walks away. Brad's like, I'm going to eat your whole ass. And then Ian is standing on a table putting shit up. And then Brad moves the table and Ian's just hanging.
Oh, yeah.
From his, like, fucking upper body strength. He's just hanging like, I'm fine. I could do this for fucking hours.
Yeah, it was pretty. Like, it was impressive.
You skinny motherfucker can hold yourself without, he's grip strength.
American Ninja
days.
Warrior.
He's absolutely, he can climb the warped wall, no problem. He's getting up that shit.
Oh my God. It was insane.
I was like, are you fucking kidding? This child?
He was just like, ugh!
He's like, hey
my
guys.
My core! Fuck you, Brad!
Luckily, I'm so ready for this! And he's just hanging like, hey guys, a little help? Like, not like straining at all.
No.
Like any other fucking child would be.
He just reminded me of like an old school comedian from the 40s. Like, I don't know, like kind of like an insult comic in a weird way. like a Don Rickles. I don't know, like he kind of like, he looked like him a little bit, like because he was like tiny and mm-hmm. just, actually he was the tallest one.
He was very tall compared to everyone else.
But like how he was just like, hey, like I'm from New York and I do comedy.
I'm from the city and I'm so singy.
Yeah, like it was just, like I hate people like that. Anyway.
They don't exist.
Yeah. So it cuts to that evening and it is the Halloween dance.
Halloween dance.
And he's dressed like Ichabod Crane, I guess?
I don't know.
I don't know. Like, he's dressed in a very, like, Ichabod Crane manner. Kate is also dressed like a female version.
Yeah, like they planned it. Like, hey, come to the dance with me.
They just met that day. And they're like,
we can coordinate outfits. Oh my God, I already have one.
Like, right.
Ian definitely already had that outfit.
I love when Tucker was telling this story and he was like, Ian was, Ian was pretty goofy and people thought he was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Like,
he's kind of funny sometimes.
No, it was just really funny. He was just like, yeah, he's like kind of funny. Yeah. So, like,
and they just showed him. People. They just showed him at the party, like, oh, he's like, oh, flailing his arms and he's saying stuff to kids.
And all the kids are like,
they're like, and then Brad walks by, like, oh, he thinks he's funny. And I love how
he looked like a rapist pirate.
Yeah, pirate.
Yeah. I laugh, but it's true. just say pirate. You don't need to.
Pirate, you got it.
You don't even need to put the first word in
it. It's all covered under pirate.
Pirate. Right?
We're not talking about Disney pirates, all right? We're talking about pirates.
It used to be. Don't get me started about that scene.
Oh, my God. How'd they literally ruin that ride? It's terrible now.
Just adding Jack Sparrow here and there.
I mean, that I was okay with, because it literally adds nothing.
Yeah.
It adds nothing.
He'd just be like, hello, everybody. Actually, I don't even know if he does even talk like that.
Talk. He doesn't talk until the end when he was singing Pirate's Life.
He was like, yo, ho, yo, ho. Pirate's Life for me.
Thank you for saying the whole line. I appreciate that.
I loved it.
I want him to just be like, hey, I ruined the ride. Savvy?
Hi, I'm Johnny Depp. I've been paid millions of dollars to record this track.
And now I'm a joke of a human.
Hi.
Because I play the same character, which is Johnny Depp in every one of my roles. Yeah,
pretty much just a guy with rings on.
P.S. There's 5 Pirates movies.
Are they?
Yeah, there's 5.
Where have I been?
Not watching Pirates movies.
Oh my God.
I mean, the first one was okay. Second one was like, okay.
Yeah.
Have you seen the third one?
I don't remember.
It was fucking twirling garbage. It was so bad.
Twirling
towards freedom!
That's what it was immediately
It
like
was
that.
Same. It was so bad.
Yeah.
Holy shit. And then there's 2 more.
How is they're multiplying?
There's 2 more. Like, that's it was literally a trilogy. Like, they finished the story that they started. Like, the arc or whatever, if you want to say there was an arc. And then they did another movie. And okay. I'm pretty sure Orlando Bloom and What's-Her-Face were not in 4.
Uh-huh.
But then they were in 5.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Johnny Depp was in 4, and he was in all of them.
Okay.
He probably got fucking paid.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah. Like, I think Disney owns him. I'm pretty sure, actually. Disney owns him.
They own him.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh,
but the rapey scene, though, that they covered up, which is
with the lame-ass new scene.
Oh, my God.
Where it's like, she's like,
I am a pirate, and I talk like this!
I'm a pirate and a lady, and I want to drink rum or whatever.
I know, it's like, bullshit. I love me some rum! And, like, it's just so, if you don't know what we're talking about, there's a part of the ride where...
It's gonna be great if you don't know what we're talking about.
There's, like, a bunch of women, they're all, like, pretty much...
It was an auction.
It was an auction, they're selling them to get God knows what happens to them, like their fate.
We all know. Come on.
Yeah, but they were talking about this lady. The lady that they are talking about, she was very plump and she was very happy. Yeah, like she wanted to be sold. She was like, yes.
I want to be acknowledged.
I want to be a pincushion. And they're like, seriously, that's what her life. She was going to be cooking, cleaning, and being a pincushion. That's what was going
to
happen.
That's probably the funniest way to put it.
And she was very happy about it.
She seemed okay with it.
Yeah, and the
animatronics
just
seemed okay.
And the animatronics were like, I don't know about her. They were like definitely fat shaming her.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then there was the redhead.
And she was like, I can't wait to get filled.
And then there was a redhead who was just standing there.
And they were like, we want the redhead.
And we want the redhead.
We want the redhead.
And
or whatever.
That's however what they wanted. Talk. That was it.
That was it. That was the scene.
That was the scene.
They also got rid of the drop.
Oh, because too many people got wet.
It was a fucking water.
It was literally
it's
like
a dark ride with
a
water in it.
3-foot drop.
I know. Like, oh, you get a little splash. Like, oh, no.
It ruined people's days.
Those people can eat butt. Okay?
They can.
They can go fuck themselves.
I hate the goddamn people ruining. The only thing I stand behind... Yes.
Changing of the...
Changing Splash Mountain.
Yes.
Because that is a fucking...
That
doozy of a movie.
Problematic at a 10. Holy shit.
And I like that they're doing it about Tiana.
Yeah. That's the most obvious thing to do. Like,
it's really
cool.
Hey,
it's super sketch right now. Let's go to fucking Princess and the Frog, which has no, like...
They have no...
Acknowledgement in the park.
No, they have no acknowledgement in the park. So it's really nice that they have that.
But they're just, like, reskinning it. It's gonna be garbage. But, I mean, I guess they're trying.
I don't know. Yeah, I really don't know how they're going
It's also
going to
be a water ride, so it's like, what?
It's going to be the same ride. Yeah. It's just the scene of... Yeah. I don't know how they're going to... Like, is it going to be, like, at different parts of the movie?
At least the animatronics are better. Like, they look really good now. Like, the Avatar ones look, like, really good.
And even the fucking Frozen ones, from what we see, they look pretty good as well. So at least that's going to be good.
It won't be like, hello, we are on a ride.
I wonder if they're going to throw in, like, Brer Rabbit, just to, like, as, like, a nod. Because they usually do that when they reskin a ride.
They'll probably have, like, some little picture of him
in the back or some shit. Yeah, and maybe, like, the two other guys or whatever.
Like the bears.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'll probably do something like that. They usually do.
Or maybe they might just keep a... one little one in the side or something in the background. I'm all for that. That's fine.
I definitely agree with
that.
But what they did to the Pirates ride?
Pirates ride, I was like...
Like, guys...
Oh, like, pirates, they were bad people.
I know, that's what they are.
Pirates are not good people.
That's what they are.
You know, no one's like, yes, I want to be a fucking pirate. Like,
I know.
They,
well, except in...
stock options except in the great.
They have a great retirement plan of being blind and dead.
All the rum you can drink. You get blinded and dead because of all the STDs that go uncured. Anyway, wait, what are we talking about?
Wow, tangent out of 10.
Let's talk about this episode. So,
we were talking about his pirate costume, I think. Started that whole tirade.
All right, so the kid has a pirate costume.
So clearly we have more to say about Disney, but, you know.
Obviously, it's going to keep going. Okay, so Brad is just, like, being all tough and
he's
shit.
He's, like, the life of the party. Ian's, like, the life of the party, and Brad's like, oh, I'm so mad!
I'm so mad the newest pay attention to me!
And I have all the muscles, I guess.
I hate him. They, kind of get into a little kerfuffle, but nothing really happens. They have a dance, Ian and Kate, and then Ian is, like, dancing with other ladies, because he is, like, the talk of the town. Yeah. Like, everybody wants that New York City deck.
Everyone's like, I want to get filled up by the zany guy.
He's gonna be really fun. So they're doing that. And then he notices that Kate and Brad are having a fight. So he goes and he rescues Kate. Like, I'm going to put a stop to this.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Brad is like, fuck you, dude. Let's go
outside.
I'm going to fuck you up.
I'm going to eat your whole ass out of the flagpole.
They go outside and Ian is just such a fucking dweeby weenie.
Oh my God. It cuts to him like
fist
with
his face.
Fist awkwardly in front of
like,
his face.
I'm going to hit you, bro.
I'm
like,
going to totally fight you.
Fuck you.
Come on.
So he is just like, I'm gonna hit you. And Brad's like, put your fucking hands down, you dumbass. I have something better to tell you. So Ian's like, okay, fine. Like, what's going on?
I like stories.
Brad starts to tell him the Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
Poorly.
Like, he was like, it was 17 something or
1700 something or something.
It was a dude named Ichabod Crane. He went down the road and he didn't get down to the Bridge of Souls good. He took a right instead of a left. Like, that's what he did.
He also said that at the end.
Yeah, he did. Hey, boss. Do you have a new point?
Hey, boss, I gotta get to the Bridge of Souls. Do I go right, or I'm just like, hey, and I go left.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, I know. Also, why were these kids so okay with saying Bridge of Souls? Like,
they
guys,
okay
this isn't a
that.
Fucking video game. Why is saying Bridge of Souls okay? Also, it's just a fucking bridge.
It's just a bridge.
Of souls.
In the original story, it was called Bridge of Souls, right?
I don't fucking know the original
story.
I don't
remember the original story.
The only, like, I watched that one movie starring Johnny Depp.
it always comes back to Johnny Depp.
It's Depp or Disney. I watched that, like, a million years
Depp
ago.
Depp lost a step. Sorry.
That's literally all I know, and I don't remember the story. I just remember people getting murdered, and then it was betrayal, or I don't fucking know.
Christina Ricci with horrible blonde hair and those blonde eyebrows.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was scary.
Ooh.
It was spooky.
Scarier than the Horseman, am I right? Just kidding.
So, basically, Brad's like, hey, if you want to be a tough guy, and you want to start dating Kate over here, what are you going to have to do? I don't know why he just turned into Sylvester Stallone.
I know.
Red burger. Honka chunka. Sorry, I can't. Demolition Man, I can't get it out of my brain. Why don't you go to the Bridge of Souls and retrieve a pumpkin and bring it back? And Ian's like, that's fucking easy,
bro. And it's also, he does the thing like the other girl did, where it's like, ooh, initiation, everyone did it.
Yeah.
And Kate's just like, come on, stop it.
Like, stop being a macho
like,
jerk,
obviously
Brad.
That didn't happen. But of course, Ian's just like, well, he even says, like, do this or
I'll hit you.
You could put your fists back up.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, because I'm so zany and hilarious, I have to say this like this.
I wish you guys could see what Alex is doing. He's like waving his finger around in circles.
Well, it's what he did. So he's like, I'm going to go get the pumpkin. because I don't believe in ghosts.
He ventures out into the deep, scary woods, and that you hear...
He doesn't know where he's going.
No, that's the other thing, too. He just moved there. He doesn't have a map or anything. No. So, like, how the fuck does he know where he's going? But whatever.
I think it's like a one-road town.
Sleepy Hollow, one-road town.
Go to the Bridge of Souls, or you go to the Kmart, okay?
Exactly. So he goes down the road. He hears horses and shit. And like blah, you blah, do. So he sees, like... Ichabod Crane.
Yeah, just some dude on a horse just like, hey.
In the middle of the fucking woods, I would be like, what the fuck? Like, I need to get the fuck out of here. I just see this dude that looks very scary, very sketchy.
He's super white. And he's like, good morrow, my fellow kids.
He's so white that he's fucking see-through, okay? It's terrifying. And this man comes up on you and he's just like, good morrow, children. Like, get the fuck out of here.
I'm looking for the Bridge of Souls.
I know, they're so happy at this goddamn Bridge of Souls. Ian tells him it's on the left side. And Ichabod Crane, they don't say his name right at that moment, says, oh, I would have went right. Thanks, good sir. And then he trails off and then disappears. Ian is like, what the fuck is going on? I don't know. It's crazy. He finds up getting to the bridge, finding the pumpkin that was just sitting there with a glow stick. Yeah. And he's like, great, got the pumpkin. Now let's get back home. And out of nowhere, this headless horseman appears. With no horse, but just a giant sword. Ian starts screaming, runs down like a little embankment area, falls on the ground, starts screaming, don't take my head. And it turns out that it was Brad in a costume who was like, hey, look at you, you pussy.
You're so scared of the ghost.
Wait, no ghost. Hey, you want this guy protecting you, Kate? Hey. Like, he just did his whole Andrew Dice, like, 5-minute set.
Yeah, he did.
And Kate's like, get out of here. Take your traveling circus with you. I'm going to stay with Ian and we're going to fuck. Like, basically, that's what she implied.
Yeah.
Well, she did.
We're going to get to second base.
Yeah.
Third base. Second and a half
base. No, I feel like, if anything, I take that back. He's more of a first base. He's a first base kid. I don't know if he knows what to do anything else. He's too zany.
He might cop a field and start making jokes. He'll be like, oh, that reminds me of the time.
These kids in high school are so good.
I got to go.
So Brad and his goons, they go back.
They retreat.
They go back to the school.
Kate's just like, walk me to my house.
Yeah. So Kate is just like, let's walk to my house. And Ian's like, oh, finally, like, the best part of the night. Like, I'm glad tonight's over. Like, I'm going to be embarrassed when school opens. But whatever. Kate, you're into me. And I might get the first base with you. So it's all good.
And he gets all like, take me on. And she shall
walk. Like, hey, come here, m'lady. I was like, no need for access, Brad. Or Ian, like, you're done, bitch.
Gross.
Okay. They go back to her home. He gives her his jacket because she was cold. They were about to kiss. The porch light comes on. He runs away. He realizes, oh, my bike is back at the school. So he heads back to the school, realizing that his keys were in his jacket pocket. And now he starts hearing, like, a horse.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, what the fuck
is going on? And it's very foggy off in the distance.
Very foggy. There's a horse. He thinks Brad's fucking with him. He's like, what's going on? He gets startled because Kate comes back with his coat and she has her bike.
He's at the bike and he's like, man, my jacket. And then he looks over and Kate's there and he goes,
He legit screams in her fucking face. He looks
into her face and goes,
She's just like, why are you so scared? Here's your jacket.
Here's your jacket and your keys.
And Ian's like, oh my God, thanks. Like, listen, tonight's just weird. I just want to get the fuck out of here. And then Kate starts looking up at, I guess, like, the school wall and sees this giant shadow of a man on a horse, a headless man on a horse. And she's like, Ian, what's that? So Ian's like, I had enough of this. Booga, Brad!
Booga.
Booga, Brad! So then he heads over to the wall to confront him, realizing that there's nobody casting the shadow. Yeah.
And he's like, huh?
What's going on? And he's like, I'm thoroughly fucking confused. And then he looks at the wall and he sees that the shadow now is facing towards him. And then the shadow...
He starts laughing. Ha, ha, ha. And then just comes out of the building.
Like, it little fire happens, yeah. And then it's a man on a fucking horse.
And he doesn't shit his pants out?
No, instead he goes, whoa! He, like, throws his arms up.
Scooby-Doo goes, whoa, jinkies!
And then runs to the bike rack, and he's just like, that's not bread! And gets his bike and he says to her, run, we have to run. At the same time, now Brad's standing there in his little headless horseman getup and he's like, boo. And they're like, fuck you, Brad, we don't got time for that.
Ian even says, your brother's coming. Oh. As like a shitty joke.
Oh,
and then
God, he's so
Brad's
quippy.
Like, don't kill me.
Yeah, then Brad starts screaming,
falls over a garbage
head.
Can and runs away.
And he pisses his pants.
Yes, he does. Like anyone would.
Exactly.
Fuck.
So Kate and Ian are on their bikes and they realize, oh my God, I realize I kind of fucked up the story here because I told Ichabod Crane I met him in the woods. I told him to go left. He should have went right. Oh my God. I'm in a fucking loop now. I love how he comes to this conclusion so fast.
We told him to go the right way instead of the wrong way. Instead of getting murdered, he got to the Bridge of Souls.
Woo!
Whoa!
And now he's after us.
That's how we explain storylines by actually saying it out loud.
There you go. But I love though is that this is what made me laugh is that they were by the side of the building and they walk over and there's like a chain link fence and you just see the headless horseman coming towards the chain link fence. But the chain link fence stops him. Yet this motherfucker could come out of a fucking wall. I was like, how is this possible?
He fucking phased through a building wall.
Yeah.
And then a fence is like, no.
He's like, oh, no, that's barbed wire.
I don't do chain link, all right?
I don't do chain link fence, y'all.
Brick or nothing.
So Ian and Kate go.
And somehow he can't catch up to them, even though they, like, stop to look, like, 18 times.
Exactly.
And the horse is like, brr, brr, brr.
They finally get to the area where they're very close to the bridge, but unfortunately, they kind of get cut off by headless horsemen. So then they just drop their bikes, because apparently their bikes weren't fast enough.
They were out of bike gas.
And now they're standing there screaming, and they're hiding behind
some bush.
They're
hiding behind some, like, twigs, and they're like, what are we going to do? And he's, like,
right
on the other side.
I don't know.
And you were like, I guess they can't hear him because he doesn't have a head, I guess.
So Kate is like...
Like, you were trying to justify it while we were watching it.
I was trying to. I was like, this doesn't make sense. So Kate's like, listen, I'm going to distract this boo. You go to the bridge. It's going to be all solved. Amazing. So... Ian's like, all right, cool. So he starts running. She's a dumbass.
She just runs in between trees and trips.
She trips. And then she's like a turtle. And she's like, I can't get up. Like, I don't know what the fuck she's doing.
Help me.
And she's screaming that the headless horseman's going to kill her. So then Ian is just like, fuck, all right, I have this pumpkin. He finds another pumpkin.
I know.
I was like, it's not the same pumpkin. But all right, he takes another pumpkin. He runs back from the bridge, and he's like, hey, headless horseman, come this way. Here, take your head. Throws a pumpkin. And he catches a pumpkin on his giant sword, and he's like, that didn't work.
And then immediately the next frame, the pumpkin's not on the sword, and he starts riding to him.
He's riding to him, and I this is the thing.
Somehow.
He outruns the horse.
This fucking dweeb is running faster than the horse.
Maybe he had Nikes on. I don't know.
Air Jordans?
He had Air Jordans. He was able to run. I have no idea. I was like, how the fuck is this kid outrunning a horse? How the fuck is that happening? All right, fine. So he gets to the bridge,
finally. To the bridge, and then the horseman gets to the bridge, and he just explodes in this fantastical effect of orange and fire and light.
Beautiful. Kate gets up and is screaming, Ian, where are you? And then Ian crawls out from under the bridge and was like, and I thought this town was going to be boring.
Dang, I
was like,
I got jokes for everything. Hey.
It's like, you little quippy fuck. So,
I thought you liked the quips.
Normally.
Normally. Yeah, no, you just don't like Ian.
I don't like Ian.
Because he's a fucking zeeb.
He's a zeeb.
Such a zeeb.
So then they're like, all right, that was a fun night. Let's hold hands and you can walk me home for the second time tonight.
Let's go back home again.
So as they were walking, because they just left their bikes. Fuck their bikes. Their bikes are gone. Fuck their bikes. They happen to be walking, and then they run into Ichabod Crane, who was like, oh, children, you shouldn't be out here late at night. I don't know where the fuck I'm going.
Like, I think I went the wrong way.
I'm going to go right.
I should go back
left.
And go right, and that should sort everything out. And they're just like, okay, ghost.
And then that's when Ian said, hey, who are you, by the way? And he goes, I'm Ichabod Crane.
Ichabod Crane.
The head schoolmaster.
The new schoolmaster.
And then
they're like, all right, cool, ghosty.
And he just disappears. And then they look at each other and they're like, cool.
What a first date, huh?
Yeah.
And then it cuts back to the kid at the campfire.
And they were like, I guess the story
was You're good. Like, that was great. That story was shit.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think it was awful.
It was so bad.
It's like they took a classic tale and then...
And then just added nothing to it.
They just added nothing to it.
There's no way this child can run faster than the headless swordsman on a horse.
I know.
Going full trot.
Come on.
No dice.
Come on.
No dice, Clay, okay? No quips can save you or floofy hair.
There's dice and there's no dice.
This is a
no
dice
situation
okay? This story, like, after the last one... Because wasn't the last one Midnight Madness? Yeah.
After that was so good.
After the last one, that was, like, actually good.
Yeah.
And the characters weren't, like, jokes.
Yeah.
There was this one. It was such bullshit.
Yeah.
This is the season 3 premiere. Think about if something like this came out, like, now.
Yeah.
And they just had a premiere that was just so hot garbage.
Yeah.
It's like, are you kidding me?
This was a very much a big week one. I just never want to talk about this episode ever again.
That's why I'm like, let's just get it done and we can move on to the next one.
I know. I want to move on to the next one, which is The Tale of the Quicksilver.
Yes. What would you rate this out of 5 campfires?
1.5, 2.
Why?
Because I didn't care about the characters. Uh-huh. The story was something that was, like, one thing, and then they added something that was just...
so stupid.
Yeah, like, it's the tale of the lonely ghost, a little bit, of, like, this
where they spend all this time, and then it's over in, like, 5 seconds.
I didn't find it to be a creative story.
No. And this was, like, the one they took from real life. They actually had, like, stuff they could work with.
Yeah.
And they did nothing with it.
I almost wish that the kid would have just told the story of Sleepy Hollow, because it would have probably been better.
It would have been an actual story.
Yeah. Because that was the thing, is that he said, like, oh, you guys make up stories all the time, like, and when you tell your ghost story, so I'm making up this. It's like, well, not quite. You're taking something adding something.
And I wouldn't say adding. I would say ruining it and then claiming it.
But,
I
mean, you're adding something. You're ruining it in the process, but, like, you're adding something that just makes no fucking sense on top of it.
Very true.
So you're taking something that was never, like, an original thing.
Uh-uh.
So that's why it's a 1. Because if you want to talk about, like, actual rules of the Midnight Society, this is not a good story.
No. And this was, like, his initiation story. That story has to be good.
They felt bad because they really wanted Gary the Undertaker to be there.
Gary to take care of everything. So, like, then I'd have to, like, call everyone or however they do it. Yeah. I have to put out the fire.
Yeah.
Or whatever fucking works. I don't know.
Fuck that.
Yeah, I'd say it's a 1 for me. Because it was so nothing.
Yeah.
Like, the episode was 25 minutes long.
Yeah.
And maybe 2 minutes were at the intro campfire. So it's 23 minutes.
Of pure garbage.
And nothing happened. Like,
nothing.
It was over so fast. And you're like, oh, cool. Nothing happened.
What would you rate it?
1.
A 1. Yeah.
No doubt.
Wow, we both agree on it. Nice.
Yeah. It was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And we had to watch this one twice.
Ugh.
Because we initially watched it, like, 2 weeks ago.
Do you know how awful that is? When you have to watch something twice that sucks? God. Kill me now.
So, I mean, that's this episode. Hopefully next week is better.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got.
That's all I got.
No, follow us on Twitter, at BoardPod.
Yeah.
And a very special outro.
Yay!
That we're going to do from now on. Okay, so...
special outro!
We made a Patreon for just the podcast.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with Teresa's Patreon, because that balances out the demonetization that she gets on her channel.
Y'all.
And helps keep, as she said, this that garbage boat afloat. That wasn't rehearsed. We're just fucking idiots.
Yeah.
But there is a Patreon for Dead and Bored, and these funds will go directly to upgrading microphones.
Yeah.
Getting equipment. Things better for your ear holes. You're better listening.
We love your ear holes.
We love to fill them. So while this microphone is good, it could be better. Microphone and setup that I'm looking for is about $900.
What?
Yeah.
That's fucking bananas.
It's 2 mics, and in order to use the mic, you need this setup to run it properly. Whoa. But when do get to that point, it will sound really good.
Okay.
This sounds good, but I don't
like... If you could only see how we're setting shit up, it's hilarious.
I know, it's so stupid, but...
It's hilarious.
In the future for the Patreon, I want to do like a, you guys pick an episode, you vote, shit like that.
Yeah.
But for right now, it's just a support. There's 2 tiers, they're both small, and if you want, you will get a little mini shout-out at the end of every episode.
Yay!
So, even without announcing it, we have 3 patrons.
Aww.
Which, thank you.
Thank you so much.
So, they saw this at the Twitter link, because that's the only where I put it. Only place. So, I just want to say thank you. We hope to make this better.
Yes.
We want to make this a thing. I would love to be able to get an audience so we can... have interactions so we can do so. Hopefully,
we're gonna be better.
This is just the beginning.
Yeah, at scheduling.
I would love for work to be less crazy. I had a crazy week at work Like, I did, like, 12-hour days in a row, and they were all closing shifts.
Yeah.
So I was fucking dead this week. It was not okay.
I know.
I had off on Wednesday, and I did nothing, because I was so exhausted.
I know.
And then I went right back into work on Thursday, Friday.
Exactly. Saturday. I know. It's been really intense.
So it's been hard just to squeeze out an episode, because, like, Teresa's super busy, and it just didn't work.
No.
And, like, I would love to not have this reason for being late. But until things lighten up a little, sadly, it's going to be it.
So we're going to do the best that we can.
Yeah. We want to get back to movies.
I know.
We've been watching a lot of terrible movies lately.
Oh my God, we just watched Mortal Kombat.
We've been focusing on video game movies.
Mortal Kombat!
So we're kind of, I want to do 2 months where it's just video game adaptations.
Yeah.
And we're going to find the best one.
We also haven't, we have to figure out our episode with Georgia Harris.
We have to do
we were talking about
the mummy with Georgia.
And we were supposed to do that soon, and then
everything got fucked.
With Alex's schedule, they were like, not to go too crazy, but there were a couple people that got COVID.
Yeah.
And so he got to pick up the slack.
We're short people, and it's just been fucking killing me right now.
So, and it's not fun.
No.
We're figuring things out on our side so that we can continue to keep making content, because honestly
we just want to be consistent,
so
because
fun.
It's literally just us yelling about something, and it's
fun,
it's quick, it's easy, and if you guys like it, that's great.
Yeah,
that makes it even more worth it.
I don't have to put makeup on. I love it. I love it.
So a special thank you to the three patrons, Heine, Cynthia, and Zeffy.
Thank you, y'all.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
I love your faces.
Seriously. Thank you.
Just want to love up on you.
Yep. You definitely don't have to, but if you want to, that's on you. I don't want to pressure anyone.
No. Yeah. No. Regardless, you're going to get fun content.
You're still going to get this regardless of whatever.
But we appreciate it.
Definitely appreciate it.
We thank you. We love you.
Yes.
And you just burped.
Over you saying we love you.
Yeah. Great.
Well, that's that.
Thank y'all.
Thank you for listening.
And we'll see you very soon.
Real soon.
Mm. Bye. Bye.